Go.
All right, this is Pure Decking, show number 385 for Thursday, March something. March 26th, 2020. It's hard to tell anymore since, you know, they don't let us out of our homes. This is a show about stuff that interests me, like information security, rigging the game. And today, I saw something amazing. I was at the grocery store, and this was so amazing, I had to take a picture and text friends and family about the find. And let them know, because it's just, you couldn't believe it. There were still a few packs of toilet paper on the shelf at Walgreens.
Shit.
It's holy unicorn, shit. Man. Had big signs up, limit two per customer.
I went out this morning, just grab a few things. And I have come to the firm belief there are no vegetarians in my area. There are no fucking vegans in my area. And all the companies that put environmentally friendly on their cleaners, no one's fucking buying them, right? You can get the environmental range of any cleaner you want, but anything else, sold out.
So
this whole this green thing is a fucking hoax. No one fucking wants it.
So the last time I was in the grocery store, they actually had... I guess I had good timing because I managed to get some ground beef and some other things. But the time before that, all the meat was gone, like all of it, with the exception of the Beyond Burgers, the fake not meat stuff. Nobody was touching that shit.
Exactly. Like
that's a pretty good indicator, is if in the middle of a pandemic, when people are hoarding supplies, if your product still has plenty on the shelf, might be time to rethink what you're selling.
Yep, all your marketing, and all the cleaning products that claim to be environmental weren't selling either.
It's like, fuck that. But we don't want something environmental. We want something that's going to kill this shit dead.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I want cleaner that comes in a safety bag.
Yeah, man. Like if this hasn't got a proven record of poisoning children, I'm not fucking using it.
The coronavirus, all of them are all natural. Like pointing that out to people when they say all natural is good.
All natural, small patch, organic coronavirus.
Like you do know that Ebola, all natural. We didn't cook that shit in a lab.
You hope. You hope.
Oh, I suppose I should finish the intro. I'm Marps. Tonight we have Madman. What's up, Madman?
Nothing much. I had to get away from my computer. That's why I didn't hop on until late. It's starting to resemble work. Like, oh, my fun machine should.
I understand. I really understand. I rearranged this room so I could work from home. And my laptop dock is actually on the same switch as the broadcast box, which, by the way, we rebuilt completely from scratch. So if the thing craps out in the middle of it, obviously I didn't get something right. But since, you know, we had the problems with it last week. I keep finding myself typing the wrong passwords into these boxes. So.
Oh, like, this is something that follows the work format and not what I do at home.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because I torture myself and actually use different passwords for everything. Anyways. Although, with the way I rearranged the room, you know, for when I'm facing the work computer, better view out the window than I used to have. And it's like, oh yeah, I remember looking out the window while ignoring work. I should do that more often. It's like that, you know, the graphics out there are better. Anyways, and RU is here. What's up, RU?
I relocated my broadcasting box to Raccoon City. Raccoon City number one.
That's kind of brave.
It's all fun. Yeah, it's all fun, man. thoroughly enjoying it. What people are calling a lockdown, I call daily fucking life. But the only thing that has really worried me is that the stockpiling of alcohol has become a little out of control now. I don't think I need to go back to the shop for quite a while.
Well, what disturbs me is seeing people use different vodkas and tequilas and bourbons to try to make their own hand sanitizer. And it's like, no, don't do that, guys. You're just wasting alcohol. If you want to use an alcohol to make hand sanitizer, just use Everclear and be done with it. I mean, that shit will kill anything.
One rum, maybe.
Say what?
151 rum, maybe.
Yeah. Anytime where it's better to drink it. Anytime where it's better to drink it, you know. Although, now that you got me thinking about this, if you happen to have an empty bottle of hand sanitizer somewhere and a clear, you know, well, you could do it with a clear alcohol that you like, but you could just do this with water and food color. But, you know, take the bottle of hand sanitizer, put a couple of drops of, say, blue food color in it, and then water or vodka. And, you know, so when you go to sit down at a restaurant somewhere, just take the bottle of the colored water and just spray it in your mouth. Just so when everybody's staring at you, like, can't be too careful.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be funny. Anyways, yeah. Although, in all seriousness, whereas I'm going to make fun of this pandemic and laugh at it, maybe don't lick toilet seats or go to coronavirus parties.
No. Please lick toilet seats. And please have corona parties, man. Do it. Please do it.
Okay. Yeah. You know, hey.
They're not doing it around me, man. I'm not going to be joining in.
You know, anything that'll, you know, hey, that'll make it easier to buy property later on. Less competition.
If they have it their way, there won't be any private property to buy. The way they're carrying on about this shit. I knew that I'd get that in somewhere.
Anyways. Well, I mean, I don't want to get into the... I mean, we're going to get into the politics some here and there, but I mean, yeah, it's you know, I don't even remember who it was, but I just heard this audio clip with this French guy complaining and then saying that, well, because of all the reduction in climate change, because everybody's on lockdown, we're going to have less people die of climate change than Corona's going to kill. So Corona's actually a good thing. And it's just kind of like, what the fuck?
Wacky shit being stated. I mean, I don't have to pay my rent ever again because landlords are leeches. It's not how property tax works there, Princess.
Yeah, I don't really understand anymore. I mean, it's like, yeah, I don't get it.
I don't know whatever they're teaching in, you know, civics class these days is not right.
I don't think they have a civics class anymore.
They don't have civics class anymore.
Why not?
God that damn it. Requires this is... people to be knowledgeable about their country, are you?
Well, they had to fit social justice in there somewhere.
I wonder if these people think rent is fucking an unholy tax placed upon the poor. God damn.
No. Rent's not the tax. Property tax is the tax. And, you know, if you want to just go for broke, taxation is theft.
Well, that'd be going for broke.
Yeah,
I was waiting to see if Madman was gonna bite on that one, but no, I guess not.
Even though I didn't touch that one, I got the 40-foot pole out. You know, on that, oh. You know, push that. That's a 3-hour discussion we don't need to have again.
Oh, it was a fun discussion every time we've had it.
All right. I'll stop baiting. And I just realized what I said. It just... Son of a bitch.
And we're still in lockdown. So the odds of you finding a girlfriend...
Son of a bitch!
And no strange. You're just going to be miserable. Pretty soon you'll give up booze. You'll almost be Muslim.
God damn.
Oh, well, it's better than some of the conference calls I've had lately where, you know, you'd be like, well, you know, it was designed with a complete lack of any kind of standards. And, oh, I just realized what I just said to the people who designed it. Eh, fuck. I've only pulled that a couple of times this week.
Fuck them. It's like, what are they going to do? Come over and beat you?
Well, I already said to our lead developer, because he was talking smack the other day. I told him it's a good thing we work from home. It's a lot harder to throw shit at you from here.
Yep.
We're moving to a completely new system. Guess who has never touched it or even really seen it? That would be me.
So much for hands-on training. Are they at least sending you the webinars and videos to learn to use it?
Not yet. But when the old system crashes, I'll just be like, oh, they're doing my full salary plus $600 for unemployment for the foreseeable future. How about you guys lay me off until this whole thing blows over?
Well, I mean, you know, they've got the relief bill going through. Is like everybody going to get a check? Or were they they were talking about means testing it, and I haven't looked lately, so.
God damn, that'll delay it 2 years if they means test.
Well, the last I heard, the idea was everyone was going to get a check, and then if you hit a certain tax bracket, you're going to have to pay it back come tax time.
That sounds fair.
So, it's like, wait, I just hit that son of a bitch. Anyways. Let's move on to the first story here. This is from Forbes. Your social security number costs $4 on the dark web, new report finds. So the price has gone up. Because last time I saw a number on this, it was two. A 2 year.
That seems cheap.
Not really.
When you think of the number of socials floating around out there.
That scares me.
Okay, Madman. It's Google Dork Adventure time. So
buckle up, Madman. This is going to get fucking rough. You may get a little touch of the dark fetus here.
So pull up your Google. Into your Google, put in site:pastebin.com, and then put in SSN in all caps. And let's just see what comes up. Result two for me is somebody's driver's license. There it is. Driver's license number issued in Tennessee on 10-11-120. Yep, they're social. There it is. With the tag stupid, spoiled, rich, narcissistic cunt. Have fun, guys. Literally up on Pastebin is somebody's name, address, social, driver's license number. Result two. What'd you find, Medben?
I found that I need more pylons. I will check here in a moment.
So for those of you playing along at home, there it is in the IRC, and there it is. Yeah, site:pastebin.com, SSN. You know another good one to put after that? Visa. Don't use anything you find on that.
No.
Because if you're finding it, guaranteed, everyone else is too. How many results down? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 results down. There's 100 SSNs, it looks like, give or take. Name, address, socials.
You don't watch Pastebin Live anymore. Bullshit.
Well, there's a bunch of other sites that do the Pastebin thing, so, let's have some fun. Let's put in Visa here. SSN Visa. Here's one from January 2nd, 2020. Result number 2. Visa, debt, traditional, Susan, I shouldn't read this person's name. There's a credit card number. Expires on 9/21. There's the CVV and the actual string. So Yeah, this is a dump of a bunch of different random shit. So, you know, hey, you want to get scared? There you go. But like I said, the last time I heard, you know, an identity on dark web sites was like $2. So I'm sitting there going, "Ooh, price went up," but. Anyways,
you gotta think how many of those have a credit history. How many of those have a credit history worth scamming from?
Probably not much if they're on one of these credit sites. But the other thing is, there's a lot of different groups that'll use these pastebin style sites to sell their dumps, and that's how they're getting that price of $4. It's not that somebody's actually paying $4 for an individual social security number. Because why? What are you going to do with a single one? You know, they're paying, you know, they're paying $400 for 100 of them. They're buying them in a dump. And sometimes they use these pastebin style sites to put the dump out there because they're hard to track and they're easy to post to without through a proxy. So you can effectively put information up fairly anonymously through those. And they don't always go back and delete them when they're done. And that's what RU was talking about with the pastebin live, is you could usually see people pasting that shit in live and then going back and deleting the paste. And those are the ones who were, you know, actually selling them. And the ones that get deleted within a few minutes of getting posted, those are the ones that are probably worth something. But
that was a great feature that they used to have. Probably still have it with plugins and shit, not just... haven't been into that stuff for so long, I don't know about it anymore.
Oh, there's a handful of GitHub projects out there for monitoring various paste sites for data leaks. They'd be fairly easy to modify for doing shit like that. Just looking for common keywords, Visa, SSN, debit.
I just don't do that shit anymore, so why bother?
You know, anybody who's ever programmed data loss prevention, those same strings work great in Google with sites like Pasty, Pastebin, Pastedump. I'm showing my age because I haven't done it in a while either. And those are the ones I usually go to. Anyways. Okay. A new investigation. Oh, this is from Forbes.com. A new investigation conducted by Atlas VPN based on Flashpoint Intelligence research findings between 2017 and 2019 has uncovered the approximate cost of popular goods and services on the dark web. Social security numbers, despite being widely regarded as outdated and insecure, particularly in the wake of the 2018 Equifax hack, are still used as the primary means of identity verification. As with Equifax, cyber attacks are often targeted at sites that will yield millions of SSNs at a time, allowing cyber criminals to steal in bulk. Which helps explain the revelation that any individual SSN can retail for as little as $4 on the darknet. And for that low cost, buyers often receive more than somebody's social. According to Flashpoint, services sold on the dark web can be divided into four primary categories: PII, or personally identifiable information, stolen financial information, forged documents, or hacker services. For $4, in addition to the social, PII package typically include the victim's full name, driver's license number, passport number, and email address. Financial information tends to be slightly more expensive than PII. Atlas VPN found that access to compromised bank accounts with a $10,000 balance cost $25. Credit cards with a $1,000 to $5,000 balance cost $10. Notably here, a victim's credit score also impacts the price, with better scores going for a higher price tag. A good credit score makes it easier for cybercriminals to commit fraud without financial institutions cutting them off. Interestingly, the price also depends... okay, they've just got a sentence repeated there. Yeah, better. The price also depends on victim's credit score. The higher the score, the higher the rate. Financial institutions view good favorably makes it easier to commit fraud. Okay, yeah, so they've got that data in there twice for some reason. I'm guessing their editor missed that. Forged documents command the highest asking prices, with physical passport prices ranging from just under $3,000 to $5,000. Meanwhile, the report found that a one-hour distributed denial-of-service attack, in which targeted servers are overwhelmed and effectively shut down, cost approximately $165. That cost increase...
Jesus, that's cheap.
Mm-hmm. That, so you know what the scam with those is, right? You go to a gambling site or some other site, slightly shady site, and you say, hey, I'm going to DDoS the fuck out of you during the Super Bowl or during whatever, unless you give me, you know, $100,000. You know, you pick a number, right? You, if you're smart, you research your target a little bit and pick a number that's, you know, enough that it's worth it, but it's also low enough that they'll actually consider paying it rather than just risking you DDoSing them.
Yeah, but if you're going to do it properly, you got to pick something medium-sized first, hit it without telling them, then go, hey, if you don't want that shit to happen during X time, give me this. Proof right. that you can do it first. Don't go and Avenatti this shit up, all right? Make sure you prove you can fuck them first.
That's good advice. That's very good advice. That's right. So, yeah, $165 for an hour of DDoS. So, you know, okay, you DDoS them for an hour or so during some other game, right, just to make the point. So, yep. let's say you do the hour, so that's 165. Let's say you're doing a full game. How
2 hours?
Yeah, 2 hours would probably be good. So, I was trying to think: do you want to do 2 or 4? Because some games run long, but yeah, 2 hours.
But you want to fuck up the betting an hour before.
So 3 hours. Okay, so
yeah,
you're gonna drop about $500 on your DDoS service there, you know, and then hopefully you're getting a return of several thousand.
Once again, you do all this in Minecraft and not in real life. We wouldn't advocate doing this at all. If you're gonna blackmail in Minecraft. Don't do it in real life. That's illegal, kids.
You do the test when it comes to the Women's World Cup, then you do the threat when it comes to the Men's World Cup.
And remember,
in Minecraft.
It's not just a felony, it's also a sin. Anyways.
Where blackmail falls in that.
In the group of elementary schoolers you were explaining it to look very confused. Anyways. Yeah, here we go. That cost increases by 2 to 5 times when it involves attacking a government or bank website. Something else to keep in mind, though, you know, these costs of, like, you know, a compromised bank account with a $10,000 balance, you can buy it for $25. What does that tell you about getting that $10,000 out of there in any useful fashion?
You're probably not going to, and with any bank, you're probably not getting more than 2 or 3 uses before the bank shuts you down.
Nope.
So,
unless you happen to be using it in the town that the dude lives in.
So that's something to keep in mind, too. It's one of the reasons this stuff is usually sold and sold cheap is a lot of times the people who can steal it, the people who can dump a database and get access to all this crap, usually aren't the ones in any kind of a position to actually take advantage of it. So they sell it off in bulk to identity thieves and people who actually can take advantage of it. Either they have the resources or know-how, or they live in a country that, you know, won't, you know, prosecute you for it. There's a lot of countries out there that if you're out there scamming Americans, their government does not give a shit.
Nope.
However,
hell, they'll even help you.
Yeah, yeah. However, if I was to be out there scamming Russians or Chinese, FBI would still be all over my ass. Now, they might be recruiting me rather than, you know, but, you know, of course, it'd still be, you know, you're either going to do what you say or go to jail. So, even though it's like, yeah, but I'm scamming Russians, who cares? It's like, well, we care. So, a little unfair in that regard, in my mind. It's like, you got to be able to hack back, you know?
But you're hacking a dude's box that's been botted. He didn't actually do anything.
And you're right. That is ultimately the truth. So
you're being attacked by zombies, my friend.
If I'm attacked by zombies in real life, I'm still shooting at them, even though it's not their fault. That's where the analogy breaks down, unfortunately. Where was I in the story? While these types of hacks and sales are ultimately impossible to prevent, individuals can take critical steps to safeguard accounts and information. Obviously, be as careful as humanly possible with socials and passwords, and try to select security questions that involve answers that aren't easily discoverable on the web. So if you look at your Facebook profile and you can, you know, discern all the answers to your password reset questions, you got a problem. That's how they hacked Sarah Palin's email back in the day. Was they just looked at her Facebook and some of the news reports about her, went on Yahoo, and did all the password reset questions because she was a public figure. I think it's happened to several people now, but that's the one I remember.
It was quite a common trick.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, what's your first pet's name? Well, go look at their Facebook feed, and there it is. Mother's maiden name? Well, let's see. Go on Facebook, look up their mother. Look up her maiden name. Oh, there it is. I mean, you know, half the time the shit's public record. So if you are filling out those security questions, lie. Now, it might be a good idea to get you some kind of a encrypted note taker on your phone or password app, or I suppose you could write them down in a secret place and keep it like in your wallet or something. But, you know, I'm not certain that I approve of, you know, the storage of passwords on paper. Although, I guess if managed correctly, you could probably do it safely, but that requires a level of discipline that most people who write passwords on paper don't exercise. It's like, you
know, are written down.
Yeah, but are they on a post-it note stuck to your monitor?
No, it's on a folded sheet of paper in
a location.
It's in with my passport and all my other valuables.
Oh, you got like a lockbox or something. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, it's not something you can lift up and walk off with either. It's dynamite bolted to the fucking floor.
Okay. That works.
Good luck trying to figure out my naming registrar on like how I spell shit. Because how it's written down is not how it's spelled when I log in. Because I have a great encryption system called Dyslexia. It's fantastic. I can encrypt anything. Sometimes even I can't unencrypt it. You know.
So, anyways, the rest of the article.
Who got me?
Yep, the rest of the article is fairly predictable. But I just find it amusing when people are surprised. Oh my God, your social goes for $4 on the dark web. Well, it's like, no, your social doesn't. A social does.
8 for $12, I can get you a woman.
You know, as long as the price doesn't match the age, we'll talk.
Well, in this case, about that.
Yeah. Anyways.
But that's racist. Now you can buy children on the internet. God damn it. Oh.
I'm done with that story. If you guys are, we can rocket snow right.
Yeah,
past
I
it.
Am too. Because it just took me to a really dark place.
I mean, we just hit buying children on the internet. I think it's time to move on.
I mean, like, yeah, I started going somewhere with a joke in my head, and I'm like, nah, because it's going to end up at buying children. I'm not telling that joke.
Oh no, because after you start buying the children, you got to look. Can I make more money parting them out or selling them whole?
Oh, well, that's where we're going to go, madman. Fuck. No, we need the chink anthem. Put on the gook fucking.
I don't have that
anthem.
One.
Well, we're going to have to get that next week.
Yeah, we are.
How much will a kidney go for?
Testicle. What was the song that Ozzy Osbourne kicked off his concert with when he bit the head off a bat? We should go with that.
Crazy Train?
Chinese National Anthem. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Find another way of committing some sort of racist act.
Kung Fu Fighting. If it's going to be Chinese National Anthem, it's going to be Kung Fu Fighting.
Well, I still have the list of you know, alternative names for the Boomer Doomer that, you know.
The Yellow Fever?
The Great Sneeze Forward. You know, Winnie the Flu. But just because I'm trying to avoid I couldn't do it. I've still got two, you know, chop sick stories in here. So And by the way, for anybody who, if anybody's getting actually upset that we're doing this, it's because they keep saying, oh, you can't call it the Wuhan flu. That's racist. No, the first major reports came out of Wuhan, China. Of course, we're going to call it the Wuhan flu. If it came out of Detroit, you'd call it the Detroit flu. And then we'd be making up goofy names about dead car manufacturing. So, I mean, you know.
Hell, I was going straight for the race joke on that one.
Well, yeah. But, you know, you certainly could. I mean, I don't care. But, I mean, there was a did you see the news reporter lose their shit? Because they said, yeah, I heard a White House staff person call it the Kung Flu. And Trump trolled the fuck out of her, just have her kept saying it, which was hilarious.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh,
that
I need to find
amazing.
It. It's a couple days old. I need to find it now.
The DeLorean Doomer, if it came out of
Other
City.
I like that. I mean, imagine if the thing came out of London.
Car manufacturers have gone out.
Oh, worse. Imagine if it came out of the Middle East. People would really be losing their shit then. But,
I won't be told what language to use.
Right. That's why we're doing, that's
eat
why I keep
ass.
Doing the joke, is because it's like, yeah. You know, they're losing their mind over this, and it's like, no.
Like, if you look the other side, there are people dying, and you're losing your shit over fucking grammar. Like,
you know, that's the worst part about it, is, yeah, you know, the death count is up to a couple thousand at this point, or it's more than that. What's it up to?
I don't know. It's ticking over like fucking clock at the moment.
Yeah. So, and they're losing their mind because people are insinuating that the virus is from China. It's like, well, that's where it was noticed. So, you know, maybe it didn't originate there.
Spanish flu.
I don't know. Yeah. Right.
And it didn't come out of Spain though. That's just where most information was gathered on what was happening in Spain.
Yeah.
Like,
Lyme disease.
Damn trees. Should burn them all.
Came out of Lyme, Connecticut.
Did not know that. Fuck, I'm sick of talking about it, to be honest.
Yeah, I kind of am too. All right, I got the video for you after the show, Madman. Next article. This one is from The Verge. Microsoft discloses new Windows vulnerability that's being actively exploited. Microsoft disclosed a new remote code execution vulnerability today that can be found in all supported versions of Windows and is currently being exploited in limited targeted attacks. If a hacker successfully pulls off an attack, it could theoretically run code or malware on the victim's device. The flaw involves the Adobe Type Manager library, which helps Windows render fonts. There are multiple ways an attacker could exploit the vulnerability, such as convincing a user to open a specially crafted document or viewing it in the Windows preview pane, according to Microsoft. The vulnerability has a severity level of critical, which is the company's highest rating. There is not currently a patch available of the flaw, though Microsoft's advisory notes that the updates to address the security vulnerabilities are usually released as part of the Update Tuesday. Typically scheduled for the second Tuesday of every month, that means, in theory, the next Update Tuesday is scheduled for April 14th. In a statement to The Verge, Microsoft reiterated its standard Update Tuesday policies, but the company did not give a specific date for when the patch might be issued. Microsoft offers instructions for a few temporary workarounds and the advisory, such as disabling the preview pane or the details pane in Explorer. Another thing you could do is actually go find the DLL and delete it. But that's kind of a little bit more drastic. Pretty much it's in the font renderer. So if somebody gets you to open a document that could contain a font, oops.
Bad exploit.
No, it's not good news. So, and because of everything going on right now, the phishing and the scams and the stuff, you know, saying, hey, here's the latest document showing the numbers from, you know, General So's Revenge. And, you know, people will click on that because, you know, it's if you send out a document that says HR layoff plans, everyone's going to open it, right? So.
Yeah.
Or, you know, pick a celebrity, nude pics. You know, a lot of people are going to open that. You know, just play off human nature and go for what you... Or my absolute favorite, you know, the don't open this .pdf. Everyone will
open
it.
You're telling them not to.
Yep. And what does everyone do when they see a button labeled don't push this?
I'm a good boy. I don't know what you do. Leave the button alone. It's not my button.
Well, I usually go
to push it.
I usually goad somebody else into pushing it for me. typically by yelling for science first. But it's like I don't know. Might kill me. I don't know. I'm gonna make you press it.
Oh, exactly.
It's like I'm going to find somebody more expendable than me and anyways. So, yeah, it's just be aware of it. I'm sure Microsoft will have a patch out, if not by next Tuesday, just because it's in the news, right? They always tend to get a patch out when a bug gets big and gets a lot of attention, and this one has been getting a lot of attention. So they usually tend
It'll
to get a patch
patched.
Out. Yeah, just nothing else, just to shut people up. Unfortunately, usually when they speed a patch out, it usually doesn't actually fix it. It's usually the next couple of cycles when they actually get it fixed. But, you know, hey, it's like shutting down schools and talking about doing deep cleans. It shows that you're doing something, even if it's, you know, kind of too late and not really effective.
It makes me feel good.
That's right. It's like telling all your workforce to work from home and trying to flatten the curve. Probably not doing that much, but hey, you know, it makes everybody feel better. Or, you know, the entire basement full of toilet paper.
On the bright side, I got to see Bloodshot and High Def on a pirate site much as I would.
Well, I mean, hell, that's a thing right now, is since you've got a lot of these legit sites limiting their traffic to, you know, 720p or 480p, I'm thinking you're going to see all the pirate sites get a major bump just because people want to watch it, and, you know, so it doesn't look like blocks moving around the screen. It's like,
didn't want to pay the $24 that Amazon was asking for.
Oh, fair enough.
If it was $8, I would have paid that. $8's one movie ticket. I can pay one movie ticket.
It's either that or it's like, you know, if I wanted to watch something this blocky, I'd play Minecraft. But anyways, I've got nothing else on that. Next one up is from LaptopMag.com. This is kind of in no-duh news. So let's get this link out. So, yeah, in no-duh news. Fake COVID-19 apps are spreading malware. Don't download Winnie the Flu Inform app. It's a trap.
But it promises to update me on anyone near me with the woohoo flu.
My favorite are the ones that say they will cure you of the Mandarin microbe by putting your finger on the fingerprint sensor, or there was one that, like, you know, would turn on the flashlight and tell you to hold it up to your mouth. Some of these are just dumb, but I mean, people believe. I mean, these are the same. You know, you're going for the same audience of people that'll believe that you can recharge an iPhone by putting it in the microwave after a software update. So.
All good tricks.
It's the electromagnetic radiation from your flashbulb that kills the virus.
Yep. Yep. Last time an explanation worked that well, it was put in by Data on the Enterprise. Let's see.
Hey, I did not mention the reflector dish.
Yeah, that, you know, that thing could do just about damn near anything. I don't know why they don't make the entire ship out of those things.
Why they should just put more than one of them at the very least, because it seems it'll do anything, but it'll do anything once, and then you have to fix it. Two of them, you're good.
Anyways. I have nothing. I know. I don't either. A web hijacker has been opening victims' browsers without their consent. Uh-huh. and displaying a window inviting users to download a let's pick a name here Boomer and Tumor information app that sneakily claims to be spearheaded by the World Health Organization, bleeping computer reports. This has been happening for the past 5 days, and if one clicks on the download button, he or she will end up with information thieving malware on their computer. Bleeping Computer first thought Vidar, a data-stealing malware cocktail that swipes your information online, or your online information in your digital wallet, was behind the malicious app, but Twitter user Fumiko underscore, an independent security researcher, told Bleeping Computer that Oski, another information stealer, is the culprit here, not Vidar. You know, I understand that you're trying to figure out which particular piece of code is running, but naming these things is, we're going to run out of meaningful, well, I mean, we have, but naming these things is going to be an absolute, yeah, I mean, there's so many variations of this malware code out there right now that I don't know that naming it is particularly useful. You know, maybe we ought to just start classifying them rather than trying to name individual ones because there's so many of them. But I don't know. I guess I'm pissing into the wind on that one because nobody. Anyways, Laptop Mag reached out to Fumiko on Twitter for more information regarding this Wuping Cough Inform app trap. I guess I should call it COVID-19 app because that's the name of the app, not so much the disease, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
The expert told us that DNS server hijacking is a process used by these hackers to infect the devices with malware. Basically, DNS hijacking is a known malicious technique that's been used for years, Fumiko told us. He explains to us that when you type in a request for a website on your browser, a DNS server's job is to hook you up with the correct IP address for your desired online destination. Now, imagine that the servers are malicious, Fumiko explained. When you request a domain, besides sending you the correct server, it will also redirect you. Besides, you will also redirect you to a malicious one that will suggest you download and execute something harmful. That's an odd explanation. When you're doing DNS hijacking, there's a couple of ways to do it. If you can do a man in the middle on your target, you just replace the DNS response because most of those are still in clear text. There is some effort to start moving DNS behind SSL encryption. That's been going on, I mean, continuously for the past several months, but for the most part, most DNS information is still in the clear, so if you can do man in the middle. The other thing you can do, and this, again, depends on the network you're on and if you can somehow monitor and respond, is if you can, because DNS, a lot of DNS still goes over UDP, so if you can respond to the DNS request before the real server and spoof the packets, you can feed a bad response to the client and then they'll cache it for however long they're set to cache it. So if you're a real asshole, you can set the cache to be for a super long time so that the machine hangs on to it. Usually the man in the middle response is easier unless you're at like a public Wi-Fi or something like that, in which case, actually, I've seen a lot of people when they're doing this kind of attack to do the man-in-the-middle stuff, is they'll actually set up fake, well, I guess that's only kind of fake. I mean, it's still, you know, they'll set up public Wi-Fi points. They'll go near a hotel or a Starbucks or a restaurant, you know, someplace that's going to have free Wi-Fi, and they'll name it something similar, or they'll just throw up a router, free public Wi-Fi, right?
I think the word you're looking for is imposter.
Yeah, that's it.
Not fake.
Imposter is a good word for it. You're right. Because, you know, you don't want to call it a fake access point because it's a real access point.
It is, yeah. But you want
to
make it look.
It's not what it claims it to be.
Well, it's gonna you know, try to get you to install this malware. They're going to log every connection you make, or they're going to try to catch your passwords, run SSL strip, shit like that. So, like, you know, you hear about the Wi-Fi pineapple that HackFi sells. That's kind of what it's for, is setting up a imposter access point and then running various tools, scripts, attacks, what have you, on anybody who connects to it. You know, car metasploit, whatever. But, you know, if you're, and then you can be, you know, It depends on what you're doing, right? You can either make it look real and pass most of the traffic through and just try to capture things like passwords and logins and things like that. Or, you know, you can just replace every web page with install this shit now if you're trying to spread malware. I guess it depends on what you're trying to do. So, you know, this is where running a VPN, being sure you're connecting to the right network, you know, maybe being a little bit more careful about what networks you use. I work with people today who, partially due to my explanations and partially just due to paranoia, they don't connect to Wi-Fi ever anymore. Like, if they're on their phone and they need data, they use their data plan. They do not connect that phone to Wi-Fi because it's just not worth the risk to them.
My phone, connect to Wi-Fi while I'm grabbing a cheeseburger.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's one of these things where you find a balance, right? Like, my phone, I turn the Wi-Fi off if I'm not home. I have a Tasker profile set up that if I'm not at certain places, my Wi-Fi's off. The geofence thing. Actually, that's not true. I was doing that. I turned it off because it was running the battery down. So now I just manually click the Wi-Fi off whenever I leave the house. So,
yeah, kick it on if you're at a friend's house and you trust them.
No.
Kick it on if...
Oh, trust them, right.
Yeah, I said and trust them.
You
might not trust me, but you trust in my inability to hack your phone.
No, I leave the Wi-Fi off last time I went to your place, Madman. I don't, maybe, yeah, well, paranoia is another problem. It's like, trust. Oh, wait, maybe that's why I'm still single. It's like, what do you trust? Maybe the cat? Maybe?
Oh, God, that thing's tried to kill you twice that I know of, and he tried to eat you yesterday.
Well, that was fucking funny. You guys started laughing your ass off. I'm sitting there talking to the guys on TeamSpeak, and in the middle of, I don't even remember what I was explaining, I yell, because the cat decided my foot was a toy at that moment and chomped into my ankle. Didn't draw blood, but it hurt like hell.
Going for the Achilles tendon.
And you guys laughed your ass off at me. I'm sitting there hopping around the room. So, anyways. I got so distracted on DNS hijacking. Where was I? Downloading something like the COVID-19 Inform app, Fumco added, could grab valuable information such as login credentials, credit card data, cryptocurrency info, and more. The independent security researcher went on to say that it's unclear what caused the user's DNS servers to become compromised, but as Bleeping Computer wrote, victims admitted that their router enabled remote access with a weak admin password. There's your problem. Okay. So all that explanation I gave about fancy ways to attack people, you know, on like public Wi-Fi using pineapples and shit like that.
They also just try password first.
You know, if you can log into their router using password or Linksys password or Linksys over the fucking internet, part of me wants to say they deserve what they get. It's like, what'd you do? I bought the thing at Best Buy. I brought it home. I plugged it in and it worked. I was done. Did you change the passwords? No, why would I do that? Because some jackass with a pocket PC might log in and change your thing to insecure and then hand it to somebody else who he thinks will be more malicious than he is.
Just we turned all the ports off and then changed the password doesn't mean anything.
Have we told that story on here before?
Yeah, so many times.
Okay, never mind. So, anyways... Yeah, so this thing goes on with instructions for setting your password on your router. Oh, for fuck's sake. People.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, how about something that doesn't involve the bamboo burden here for a minute?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Get the links pasted in. Tell you what, working from home all the time, I'm pretty sure things are becoming more strange. You know, that nice social reinforcement to say, hey, maybe you're going a little far. Nope, that's not there anymore.
I can drink at work now. Wait a minute,
this won't end well.
Have you figured out how to, you know, set your Zoom background so that it looks like you're paying attention when you're actually plastered under the desk?
They don't require me to have a video camera on me, which is good yesterday because I didn't even get dressed for the day. I walked around in a pair of Ninja Turtle PJs.
Oh, I'll do you one better. We've been on a couple of meetings saying, hey, why aren't you turning on your webcam? It's like, well, because I have a piece of electrical tape over it. I'm on the security team. Oh, that makes sense.
Dude, just go. Are you fucking kidding? Dude, the virus, man. Come on.
It spreads through webcams. It will come for you at night when you sleep. Your computer.
Yeah. We have a conference call a few times a day. I just leave myself muted.
So, I patched my work machine, the dock for the laptop, into my mixer so I can use my, you know, my headset and microphone on conference calls. You know, the same thing I'm using now for decking. Which means the soundboard works. And you don't know how much willpower it's taken not to, in the middle of some of these conference calls, just go. Just because you know.
They won't know who's doing it, though.
Depending on the conferencing system, yes, they will. So you need to use shorter, you know, shorter sound clips like.
Caught my dong in the sinkhole.
Yep.
You imagine that in the middle of a WebEx call where you're talking with several VPs.
Sir, help is on the way.
Just confuse the hell out of everybody.
Go nose down and call it a night.
I don't know that anybody would get that reference anymore.
Dude, that's how I would end all my fucking calls then. Okay then, see you later. Yeah.
Well, I still use that when I close out the show, but I don't know that a lot of people remember what that's from.
God King will live forever.
Exactly.
That's been a few years now, hasn't it?
Couple.
Yeah. So, anyways, Torn Freak. Let's see, where are we at? 50 minutes? Damn. I don't care. I bought a sampler pack of these Johnny Walker fancy bottles, so I've kind of polished off most of a bottle of Black Label. So, I don't care. The makers of the movie Hellboy recently asked for $270,000 in privacy damages against an operator of the now-defunct torrent site MKV Cage. I didn't know that one. While the accused man didn't put up a defense, U.S. Magistrate Judge Kenneth Mansfield recommended denying their request as it's unclear how the movie company ended up with the figure. As a result, Hellboy must go back to the drawing board. Last summer, the makers of the movie Hellboy, HB Productions, really? You named your production company HB Productions? Anyways. Filed a complaint against torrent site MKV Cage at a Hawaii federal court. The movie company accused the site and its operator of promoting and distributing pirated copies of the Hellboy movie while demanding an end to the activity. The lawsuit quickly had an effect as MKV Cage became unreachable. At the same time, the uploader stopped pushing torrents to other sites as well. This meant that part of the plan has succeeded without the torrent site putting up a defense. But HB Productions wanted more. The company argued that the site caused irreparable damage and demanded compensation from the operator, a Pakistani man named Muhammad Fazim. Okay, that... I'm sorry, that's one of the most stereotypical Middle Eastern names I've ever heard. Since Fazim didn't show up in court, the movie... did the dude even know he was being sued? I mean, really?
I don't think he did.
Since Fazim didn't show up in court, the movie company's attorney, Kerry Coupler demanded a default judgment totaling more than $270,000 in infringement damages. The certain sum of $270,902.58 was calculated by multiplying the number of instances of infringement in the United States logged by plaintiff's agent by the price for the purchasing a copy of the motion picture in Hawaii, Coupler wrote in the court. Okay, I like this method of getting a price. They took the number of people downloading the torrent and multiplied it by the cost of a movie ticket. That's not the worst way to get the price.
Yeah, that's actually pretty good.
Well, if it's the Hellboy that's the picture in the article, they should be charging $5.
That's a lot of people.
That's
downloading
how much
it.
The DVD is.
Despite hefty damages award hanging over his head, Fasima remained quiet. This generally means the court will side with the plaintiff, but in this case, Magistrate Judge Kenneth J. Mansfield is reluctant. In a recently issued report and recommendations, Mansfield advised the court to deny the damages request as the sum is not as certain as Hellboy's attorneys make it out to be. The first amended complaint and the motion do not indicate how the plaintiff calculated its asserted damages amount, nor does the plaintiff's motion include documents setting forth amounts necessary to calculate a certain damages sum, Judge Mansfield writes. Without such information, the court is unable to determine the formula plaintiff used to calculate its alleged damages, and the court thus finds that plaintiff fails to establish its claim for a certain sum, and recommends the district court deny the motion, he adds. This recommendation serves as guidance to the federal court, which has yet to rule in the matter. However, before it could do so, HB Productions' attorney already withdrew the request for a default judgment. If the guy's not even defending himself... Okay, that's weird. Why would the attorney withdraw the judgment if the other side isn't even defending themselves?
If you read a little further down in the article, there's actually a statute in place putting in a maximum on the amount of money you can ask for.
Oh.
And they're asking for $120,000 over that.
Yeah, you're right. The movie company now plans to file a new motion in the near future, which will provide more detail on its calculations. Among other things, it'll have to explain in detail how many infringements were logged, what the retail price of the movie, and what retail price the movie, the company chose. By law, the maximum statutory damages are $150,000 per work. Since HB Productions... as for substantially higher here, the details are crucial in order to determine whether it'll be granted or not. Okay.
I don't think it should be granted. If we've already passed a law saying here's the max you'll get, get the max or less. What the law's for. I'm fairly certain I wasn't consulted about the law. That was a few motion picture dudes in a room coming up with the- and they're just discussing with a judge. So how many zeros on this check for you to sign off on this? Not a judge, I'm sorry. A legislator. Or would you prefer a brunette or a blonde? Are you okay with it now?
Instead of a young girl, do you need a young boy? You know, shit like that. Yeah, I know what you mean. So... anyways, I mean, yeah, except for the fact that they went over the statutory amount. But again, if the dude's in Pakistan, good luck collecting. I mean, I'm sure they'll try. I'm not saying that. But they're going to have to extradite the guy, aren't they? Which we know it's not the first time they've extradited somebody for running a site like this. They got that guy in England a few years back. You know, one of the TV streaming sites. So, I don't know.
I'm fairly certain they're going after a judgment proof. They're not going for jail time, they're going for money. And I don't think Pakistan's going to enforce the judgment.
If the guy's actually in Pakistan, it just said Pakistani. Maybe he's not, you know, if he's in the States, I mean, they can go after him, but... yeah, if the guy's judgment-proof, what's it matter? What's he going to do, bankrupt out of it, call it a day? Probably. I mean, so so I don't know.
What it matters as far as here goes is the precedent. Betting one.
Yeah. I don't know, because you still have the same problem that, with the torrent sites that you do with things like Google and Facebook and some of these other big sites, that the torrent sites probably aren't the ones... they're not the ones providing the torrents, right? They're usually just a platform, and it's their users posting them up. They even in the article talked about it was a user posting the movies, and the user even stopped posting them on other sites. So, they could actually take a fair use complaint or not a fair DMCA complaint and say, well, no, we can't be responsible for what our users are doing. If you had told us they were doing it, we would have shut it down. But the guy did shut the website down as a result of the lawsuit, so I guess they scared him. But
he spun it up under a different name.
Probably. Or, through the code base out there somewhere so somebody else can. Anyways, I got nothing else on that. You guys have anything?
Nah.
Next one up, this one's from BuzzFeed News. Instead of hazard pay, Spectrum offered a $25 gift card to technicians who entered homes amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Oh, fuck you very much, Spectrum. Instead of hazard pay, here's a gift card that we're not going to honor because you're a pre-existing customer. And we fucking hate pre-existing customers.
Spectrum.
They should at least, here's $25 to Cracker Barrel. Go eat lunch a couple of days.
Spectrum technicians connecting cable and internet for customers during the coronavirus outbreak, which since a lot of people are having to work from home the first time are probably calling and getting better internet, will receive a $25 gift card for a local restaurant as a, quote, token of our appreciation, unquote, from management after a staffer called for hazard pay and protective equipment. These gift cards never expire, so if you choose a restaurant that is currently not open, the gift card will remain valid for future use. Read the Monday night internal staff email from Tom Adams, Executive Vice President of Field Operations.
I can't complain. They did what I suggested right off the bat. I just should have read the article. I thought there were gift cards to Spectrum.
Please take some time out of your busy day to enjoy a meal and recharge. Spectrum employees have been speaking out against the company's response to, let's pick a name here. What's one I haven't used tonight? The Flutang Clan pandemic for several days now, begging to be allowed to work from home if their jobs allow it and calling for safety measures to be implemented for those in the field. Field technicians told BuzzFeed News on Monday night that they feared going into people's homes during the pandemic to fix their internet and cable without gloves, a mask, or hand sanitizer in case they got sick or carried the virus on to other customers or loved ones. On Monday night, the company announced it was offering a $25 weekly gift card as a thank you, an initiative that left many workers who spoke with BuzzFeed News unsatisfied. Would you do it for $25? Asked a field technician from Irwindale, California, who has to remain anonymous, along with another technician quoted in the story, to protect his employment. He called Spectrum management vultures. It's really insensitive. It shows they don't care, said a Spectrum technician from New York City, who spoke to BuzzFeed News earlier this week. You think a gift card is supposed to make us feel better? He said it was a slap in the face and that management thought they could, quote, give a gift card, shut them up, unquote. One technician from North Carolina described his reaction to reading the email announcing the gift card initiative as a lot of satirical laughter. It's quite literally the least they could do, the North Carolina tech said. No, it's not. They could have done nothing. Pointing out that to even use a gift card from a local restaurant, they would likely involve having close contact with the restaurant staff or drivers. So the article goes on, but that's pretty much the gist of it.
All right. I would go into the houses for the $25 gift card that you're getting in addition to the pay that you're already supposed to be getting for this. And I'm going to say the technician who's complaining is a whiny little bitch. The reason I come to this conclusion, according to the CDC, deaths from the flu, 2019 through 2020, 59,000 in the U.S. Deaths from coronavirus in the U.S., 1,295. For all we're shutting people down for, this thing is a bad cold. Now, it is a very contagious bad cold, but you're more than likely going to be asymptomatic or have a bad cold. If you happen to be the one 85-year-old line technician that's been smoking his entire life and has a pre-existing health condition, what the fuck are you still working for Spectrum as a line technician? And you're old. Had a good life. I'm sorry that you're dying. Spend time with your grandkids before you finish kicking the bucket and try to hawk all your phlegm in one location.
Preferably in the direction of the Spectrum man.
Madman, with any luck, you'll get to be that old. And then I hope some little boomer fucker comes up to you and starts giving you shit about being an old man and being scared of dying.
No, I think we've had this conversation. The goal wasn't just to be an old man. It was to be a dirty old man.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be a dirty old man.
Like, don't get me wrong.
I'm
going to
be hitting on my nurses in my nursing home.
Don't get me wrong. We're at the triage point now. We're treating it. So there's going to be people that just get cut off because you're not worth saving.
See Italy.
So far, yeah. Not a problem in the U.S., but we also had 32 times the number of respirators per capita than the U.K.
I've got 3D printers. I'll make my own respirator. I'm good.
I don't think you can make a medical.
Oh no, no, we found designs.
I'm not talking the mask. I'm talking about
we're talking about the actual
respirator that has to breathe in a hospital.
No, I've seen designs that you can 3D print the valve and that you can make the mask out of you know diving equipment and some 3D printed bits.
There's not a mask. They stick a hose down into your lungs.
According to Reddit, I'm in good shape. So,
yeah, Reddit. Okay. Yo.
Yeah. You guys thought that was great.
Is huge.
Yeah, if true.
If true, yeah. I'm only taking my corona advice from fucking Pornhub. When Pornhub sounds the all clear, I'll know we're good.
It's probably more honest than some of the other sources.
It fucking is. I'm telling you. Pornhub fucking more accurate than CNN.
Well, I think it was last show we were asking Madman to Google shit on Pornhub and he was finding news articles, not, you know, people in strange costumes or whatever you'd expect to find on Pornhub when you Google that.
Yeah, I was looking for Corona porn and I just found an animation of a kid sitting at a desk drinking tea, petting a cat. That's what I linked and no one would click on it.
Well, we know you.
There was nothing sexual about the entire thing.
We were all terrified it was going to be another fucking Harlequin baby. I mean,
on Pornhub?
Well, I mean, just for you.
This. Are there Harlequin babies on Pornhub?
I don't know.
It will be, Madman.
It's you know, it's a link you sent us. So I mean, you know. I hate those things. Creepy as hell. Anyways,
Oh. Check out Harlequin Kids. Some of them survive now.
Yeah.
Like, the devil's in your fucking... Not that I'm going to fault these kids for something they had nothing to do with. Probably decent people.
You're still going to ask why they're not...
as hell.
You're still going to ask why they're not in a Marvel comic, right?
Yep. It's like, do you have superpowers? Because if you don't have superpowers, get the fuck away from me.
Wow, the FDNC have just put out a please don't do a run on the banks. Your banks are fine. Everything is fine with the banks. Please don't do a run on holy shit, man. Go get your cash out now, boys. Yeah, if they've got to put a video out to say please don't. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a good indicator.
Wouldn't have done that. Yes, they just did. Because everyone's going to see that. It'll go on Alex Jones tonight.
I'm kind of retarded.
You are, Alex, but sometimes you are right.
Okay, I'm completely fine with everything that popped up with that search.
Yeah, you've been working from home too long, man. Time to go outside, brother.
Yeah, just don't get mixed up when you're using the webcam and you're on your daily stand up while working from home and have Pornhub up on the other monitor.
Wearing your onesie Ninja Turtle fucking pajamas.
Oh, they're not onesies.
So Madman, what are your tasks for today? Baiting.
Baiting. Ninja Turtles.
This is another article that falls under No Shit, Sherlock. It's from ZDNet. Working from home? Switch off Alexa, says lawyers.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Those not used to working from home must be going through several stages of spiritual discomfort. Yes, ZDNet's more experienced hands can help you acclimate to the new working style. Now that the... Pick a name. The Shanghai Shivers pandemic has disrupted modern working life. Yet some professionals may not be able to deal with the life sans their office perks. Lawyers, for example. Many are used to sitting in their enclosed chambers, closing their doors, and holding vital conversations about lawyerly matters. There, they feel secure. Working in their homes, they worry who may be spying on them. Alexa, for example, and her band of vastly intelligent speaker persons. Okay. Bloomberg reports that the famed UK lawyer Mishkan De Raya, motto, it's business, but it's personal, seriously, it's telling its fine employees to mute or even totally disable domestic smart speakers for confidential business calls. Joe Hancock, the Mishkan De Raya partner who leads its cybersecurity discipline, offered these words, perhaps for being slightly paranoid, but we need to have a lot of trust in these organizations and these devices. We'd rather not take those risks. Paranoia is one of the three essential skills every lawyer should have. Hey, maybe that's why I occasionally think I'd be good at law. The other two are, of course, an aggressive billing department and cataclysmic ability to outlie even a politician. Well, two out of three. When Hancock refers to the devices, he means every gadget you've bought to express your inability to make an effort around the house and your comfort with the surveillance state. Yes, even the devastatingly ineffective Amazon Ring doorbell. The law firm conceded that there may be a lesser chance of being spied upon by, say, an Amazon Echo or Google Home than some tawdry facsimile, but paranoia is paranoia. It can't really be slight. Yeah, it's not worth reading the rest of this. But yeah, the law firms are telling people to turn off you're telling their employees to turn off the Alexa and the smart speakers when they're on calls with clients.
Because Alexa's literally listening to everything you say.
Exactly. Makes sense to me. I should take this article, send it to some people at work, and be like, we should do the same. Problem is, half the people I need to send it to, I think, use Alexa speakers, so...
Alexa won't give them the article. You'll filter it.
I'm sorry, I don't think you need to see this. This has racist language in it, and you should smack the person who sent it to you. I see them saying shit like that.
Oh, crap, which article did I actually send you?
It's like, wait.
I thought I sent you something safe for work.
Did I accidentally send the porn? Oh, fuck, I put the Pornhub link in Zoom meeting, guys. What do I do?
Oh, yeah, just type in, sorry, wrong window doesn't cut it, man.
It's like, why are there horses in this video? Oh, God.
Really? Why are there fucking horses in this video? I was questioning it before. Now I'm really questioning it after.
Oh, God, it auto plays. I can't stop it.
The audio's coming through the meeting. What do we do?
Oh, man.
You know, I'm sure that problem is happening on some of these conference calls that all these companies are having now.
Wait, conference in the office of the comptroller. He's got to see this.
Excuse
you made,
me.
You made Morph's laugh so hard he became Chinese.
Just a little chopstick there. Don't mind me. Yep. Let's do this. Only got one thing for you tonight in Digital Dojo. Archive.org has put up the National Emergency Library. Basically, they scanned a whole bunch of books. And they have a... They're working on expanding it, but it's they're putting up a large collection of books on archive.org, and they're calling it a library. And I think it's cool. And it's better than the Minecraft library I linked a couple of weeks ago. So, get this link up so you guys can see it. But it looks like they've got 1,428,426 texts in this library. So if nothing else, if you're bored and looking for something to read while you're hiding under your desk waiting for the new yellow peril to kill us all, you can get some reading in.
Good. I'm glad they've done that.
Yeah, I thought it was cool. I mean, even if, nothing else, it's just preserving books, right?
Yeah.
And if you're ever wanting to remake the Myst games and you need scans of book covers, lots of them here. So video game textures, if nothing else.
Yeah.
But
they need that.
Yep, that's definitely worth checking out. And, if nothing else, just scrolling through it, finding something interesting to read would be something. Especially if you're stuck at home, can't do anything else. But that's all I have for you tonight. Listen to the stream. We're always working on it. Peer decking every Thursday. The Galaxy 15 radio site, the subreddit, and in the IRC tonight. Myself, Sardonyx, Psychros, Twice, DPView, Iron Angel, and Madman. I guess Sardonyx's bot died, and I guess we don't have any live listeners tonight, but as crazy as the world is right now, that doesn't really surprise me. Madman, closing thoughts.
And I hope Psychros is okay. I don't think he's actually here. He's always here.
Well, I think he said his normal business was shut down because of all this stuff, so I don't know. Of course, we were having problems with the player earlier, so maybe he's got the same problem. I don't know. Are you? Closing thoughts.
I have nothing on that one, man. I don't really have any thought for this.
So...
I'm sitting here, man, waiting.
You know, we could be like all the YouTube channels and be like, yo, be safe during this time. And
oh, you fuck it. Fuck that. Don't be safe. Be free.
Don't be sensible.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to lick the toilet seats and go to the Corona parties, you go right ahead. I'm not. I'm
licking
gonna say
toilet seats doesn't bother me, but if you're licking ice cream, produce or deodorant, I want you drug out in the street, doused with gasoline, and set on fucking fire.
Yeah.
At a minimum. But that's...
Don't be fucking safe. Be sensible.
There you go. Because
you got to still do shit, man. You got to keep doing shit.
Seriously. I mean, I was joking earlier about seeing toilet paper on the shelf and being, seeing the light from heaven and, the Monty Python version of God in the ceiling saying, look! It's toilet paper.
Yeah, look what I have bestowed upon you. But, I am the creator of all.
When I was in there, because I really did need some stuff, I felt really bad because it was an older looking lady employee in there was putting masking tape on the floor showing everyone the social distancing boxes so that when you're standing in line, you're not too close to each other.
Nope.
And it's like, I mean, she looked like she was having a hard time bending over to do it, and I felt bad for her. It's just like, really? You couldn't find anybody else to do that? I mean...
I don't like how government's treating us like we're in daycare, but then you go and see the people out there, what they're fucking doing.
It's kind of like, oh, well, maybe we should be. Like, fuck.
Maybe we should, yeah. But just remember, whatever autonomy you give up today, you'll never get back tomorrow.
The sad part is that's probably true.
Oh.
All right, I'm going to start hitting buttons on the soundboard and close this out.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Sounds good. Nose down and call it a night.
Then shut up, Wesley.